Traditional Maine dairies continue to be churned by low milk prices, rising costs, and shifting global markets. Some have given up on the industry and sold their farms. Others are taking a new approach that has its own set of risks and rewards. Murray Carpenter takes us to Pittsfield, Maine, where a small organic dairy operation is following an emerging trend.
Although the goats are friskier today, the cows are the stars of Balfour Farm. And on this warm spring day, they're quietly munching hay in a pasture.
They're very colorful. We have Normandies and Jerseys and Holsteins. Most of them are Normandy Jersey crosses or Normandy Holstein crosses.
Heather Donahue, who runs the farm with her husband Doug, says these cows produce milk that's high in fat and protein, just right for making good cheese and other select products.
So right now we're making a lot of yogurt to fill wholesale orders and for farmers market. Buttermilk, Kolter cream, soft cheeses, feta. We make a lot of feta.
The Donahues used to milk 50 cows at their farm in New York. But when they moved to Maine 6 years ago to be closer to family, they decided to do things differently. And Doug Donahue says low and variable milk prices have really given dairy farmers just two options.
Milk a lot more cows or do something different with your milk.
They chose the latter. They now milk just a dozen cows, and they sell their products directly to consumers and to a few wholesale accounts.
You know, if you do something different, you do make more money. It's definitely a lot more work, and there's a ton more costs that go into it than when the truck just backs up and hauls your milk away.
Heather Donahue says the financial equation is not as simple as it might appear. Their processed dairy products do fetch far higher prices than bulk sales of milk.
But at the same time, you as the person processing, you're bearing all the costs of processing and marketing and transportation of the milk, which normally would be paid by a processor.
There are also the capital expenses of building and outfitting a cheese room. But despite the trade-offs, the Donahues much prefer this smaller dairy model. And they're not alone.
Probably the past 10 years, it's really seen a pretty sharp uptick.
Linda Stahlnecker is the director of Maine's Dairy Program for the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry.
It comes with that whole desire of consumers to buy products that are closer to home, the value-added thing, and knowing where your food comes from. And, of course, the demand is definitely been there.
Stahlnecker says a decade ago there were just over a dozen Maine farmers selling raw milk. Now that's grown to 72. Maine cheesemakers have nearly tripled in the past 9 years to more than 90. And the explosive growth continues. Stahlnecker says she's processing many more licenses to sell dairy products.
Every year we see more. Right now I have 23 pending, and we have more than that haven't even made it into the database to be called pending. So it's kind of fun to see, and it's really neat to see the different products they make.
Many of the newly licensed dairies are smaller than the Donahue farm. Stahlnecker says some are milking only one or two cows. On the Donahue's farm, Doug does the milking and Heather makes the cheese. It's a lot of work, but one of their innovations actually means less work. They've begun milking their cows once a day instead of the traditional two milkings or the three daily milkings on some large automated dairies.
You do lose some milk production, so you have less milk coming in because you're only milking once a day, but it's not half of, you know, you don't lose half of your production. You lose about 25%, but you save a lot of labor too.
Now, when the Donahues return from a farmer's market on summer evenings, they don't have to rush out to the barn for the evening milking. Instead, they sometimes pull out lawn chairs and watch the cows graze through the pasture. Other aspects of the farm are integrated into the focus on dairy products.
We have 10 milking goats, and we have 80 or so barred rock laying hens and one rooster. We also have a couple sows that are breeding age and a boar, and then we have a couple young sows that we're raising that will be bred probably by the end of the month. So a lot of our pig production is based on the fact that we make whey in the creamery, and so the pigs and the chickens eat any waste product, things that don't come out right. I had some yogurt that didn't set right the other day, so they were happy to help me by eating that.
It's a busy place, but there's always another project in the works to diversify the farm's business model. The Donahues are now renovating the old farmhouse to serve as a farm store, bed and breakfast, and farm-to-table restaurant, with plenty of fresh milk, cheese, and eggs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.